Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia. We're here each week to talk about the motley world of investing. On this week's show, we'll talk to the CEO of Toll Brothers. It's a home builder that's seen its shares more than double over the past year and more than triple over the last 3 years. Later in the show, we'll talk to author Michael Lewis about his new book, Coach: Lessons on the Game of Life. And we'll play our game. This week, it's Which is Bigger? But we begin the show by talking about the housing market and mortgage rates. For the past year, the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates, but mortgage rates are still near 30-year lows. Alan Greenspan said the situation was, quote, without precedent, end quote. And we wanted to get a better understanding of why mortgage rates are still so low, despite the fact that the Fed has been raising interest rates. So here to help us tackle that question is Fool Radio economics contributor Charlie Whelan, author of the book Naked Economics. Charlie, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Charlie, here's where you earn your money. Since last June, the Fed has raised its benchmark interest rate to 3% from 1%. That means banks are charging each other more for overnight loans, but mortgage rates are still near 30-year lows. Why the disconnect between low mortgage rates and rising interest rates?
Well, there's actually a broader pattern. You've got relatively high or higher short-term rates. That's what Greenspan's been working on. And you have low long-term rates across the board. So it's not just low mortgage rates. It's also low treasury securities. Any long-term debt has been trading at relatively low interest rates. The first important thing to recognize is this institutional disconnect between what the Fed has control over, which is exclusively short-term rates, and what's happening in the long term, which is exclusively market driven. They tend to move in tandem, but they don't have to. So in your opening, you mentioned that Alan Greenspan has raised the discount rate. He's raised the federal funds rate. Those are both the here and now. The federal funds rate is what one bank charges to another bank for an overnight loan tonight, not 12 or 15 years from now. So the Fed chairman has been raising those rates because there's been an economic pickup, because there's some concern about rising prices, all the usual reasons that a Fed chairman would opt to raise short-term rates. Now, in the long term, we would expect a similar pattern. If, for example, the Fed chairman is raising rates to ward off inflation, we would expect inflation fears in the long run. That would drive up long-term rates. If the Fed chairman is expecting an economic rebound, we would expect the prospects for long-term economic growth, which raises real interest rates, also to move in that direction. So this disconnect is indeed an anomaly. Now, what's going on? I think there's good news and there's bad news. The good news is the markets are supremely confident that inflation has been nipped in the bud. When someone loans you money for a mortgage, it's important to realize that they're basically making an investment and they're choosing you. They're, instead of putting money in the stock market, instead of loaning to somebody else, they're saying the best place to put our money for 15 or 30 years is this loan to David for his mortgage. And we think this is going to be a competitive rate. It means that they're confident to lock up that money for 15 or 30 years and that there won't be 5, 7, 9, 11% inflation over that term, which of course would wipe out the return if they're loaning it to you at 4.5 or 5%. That's the good news, is the markets are saying we think inflation is whipped. The bad news is they're also saying we're not seeing a lot of real robust growth in the long run either. If we were expecting long-term growth to be, you know, 3, 4, 5%, then we would expect that to bid up the demand for money down the road, that these new investment opportunities would create demand for capital that would compete with for a finite pool of capital, and we would expect real interest rates, the real cost of renting money from somebody else, to go up. So we're not seeing that. So I think the markets are telling us they're kind of bearish on long-term growth and the performance of other assets like stock prices and venture capital and things, but that they're very confident inflation is whipped, which is really a good thing given what we've seen over the past 20 years or so.
So Charlie, looking at mortgage rates specifically, I think that's a very relevant, perhaps the most relevant rate to a lot of our listeners when we talk about interest rates. Do you want to make any predictions about where they're headed, especially vis-a-vis the Fed's intention to continue raising short-term rates?
Well, I'm always hesitant to make predictions because if you'd asked me this 6 months ago, I would have said there's no place to go but up, that they're already historically low and that, you know, this is the time to lock in your 20 or 30 year rate. So just when people say they can't go any lower, sometimes they turn around and surprise us, as they've done. However, I mean, if you are a consumer and you're shopping around for a mortgage, there are certainly far worse times to lock in a long-term low rate. I mean, to be able to get these low rates for 15, 20, or 30 years means that it takes the mystery out of what interest rate you're going to be paying on your mortgage out of the equation. And there's, you get rid of that risk that, say, if you're locked in with a variable rate mortgage, that things turned around abruptly and you end up with rapidly escalating rates. So being a somewhat risk-averse person, I would say lock in the low rates and take advantage of what the Fed chairman calls this anomalous trend.
Charlie Whelan is the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. Charlie Whelan, thanks for joining us again on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
That was a delight to be with you.